On reference to the things that we spoke about last night, we were saying goodbye to the Chayalim, but hopefully we can add a perspective or two. One of the Kelim that's referred to in this week's Parsha is the Kior. The Kior is the wash basin that the Kohanim would use prior to entering into the Beis HaMikdash. They would make sure that they would wash both their hands and their feet. In the construction of the Kior, we find something fascinating. The Kior seems to be constructed from mirrors, and we have a bit of a Machlokes HaRishonim as to the basis of those mirrors, where exactly they come from. One daya in Chazal is that the mirrors come, those were the mirrors that were used by the Jewish women when they were in Egypt. That the men would come home at the end of the day, they had been slaves, they had been very, very tired, and they didn't have that much desire for any acts of procreation. So the women would look into those mirrors, and the mirrors were a tool that they used to help seduce their husbands. And that was a way of ensuring that Klal Yisrael were going to be able to, continue, that we as a nation were going to be able to grow even while we were in Mitzrayim. The fact that we choose those mirrors to use in the Kior is something which, as we referenced last night, Rav Hirsch points out, points to a Jewish perspective as far as the way we relate to Guf, the way they relate to the physical world. The fact that we take something that was used for seducing Bnei Yisrael, albeit in a holy way, in fact, we choose something that is that kind of a physical, it's used for that kind of a physical act, and we dafka choose to use that, and we're going to bring it into and put that as part of the kli in the mikdash, indicates something, says Rav Hirsch, about the way that we relate to guf is something which we very much value, and in many ways the purpose of Torah mitzvos is not to want to run away from the physical world, but to learn properly how we are supposed to sanctify it. If you look at the other hand, the Ebenezer points out that where do those mirrors come from? Those mirrors, he suggests, were not the mirrors of women that had used it to seduce their husbands. Rather, says Ibn Ezra, those were mirrors that came from women that had, in a certain sense, moved beyond the physical world. They were no longer that interested in the physical. Mirrors, why would I want mirrors anymore? That stuff is so secondary, so not significant at all. For Ibn Ezra, the existence of the Kior, putting the Mikdash, is not an indication, l'chora, like Rav Hirsch points out, it's all about sanctifying the guf and sanctifying the physical. That the reason why it's in the Mikdash is in a certain sense because they have decided to run away from the physical, to not at all engage in that world of the guf. Those two different perspectives really do relate in many ways to two different mehalchim in Torah HaMachshava, two different mehalchim as far as our own relationship to the physical world. In general, you definitely have a group of Rishonim, Achronim, and the like, who are fairly negative as far as too much indulgence in this world. If you learn Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, and you're learning about Precious, so the impression that one gets when learning about Precious, at least Bepashtas, is that there's a very high Madrega which involves removing themselves from a certain sense from this world. The Ramban in this Perush Al Torah and Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, not to be another Brishas HaTorah. The Ramban indicates there that the Ben Sora Umora, we've quoted a couple times, that one of the Isurim that the Ben Sora Umora violates when he engages in that kind of, in those acts of eating and the like, is a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu, that we're actually commanded to avoid it. The Ramchal and the Ramban, while both people, we spoke about this at length a couple of years ago in the Shiurim and Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramban and the Ramchal are both people who are not as into being too much engaged into the physical world. For the Ramban, that seems to actually be almost an isser of Kedoshim Tiyu, of don't be Nava Brishas HaTorah, that a person should not be that involved in it. For the Ramchal and Mesilas Yesharim, it seems like it's less of an actual isser, some of the Achronim point out. It does seem like it's more of an idea, dafka for Yechidei Segula, those that are on a level, that the highest level that we aspire for is to not be as engaged in the physical world. There is a very different perspective. It's one that the Rav has in some of his writings. It's one that's probably most famous or most commonly associated with at least certain Mahalchim and Torah Sachasidas. And that is a world that does not, that values interaction with the world and more elevating the physical as opposed to avoiding the physical. The physical is not here for some sort of an isayim. The physical is here because we have the capacity to use it properly. Bechol derachecha de'ehu, to know the Ribbono Shalom in all of his ways. In Torah Chassidus, in Mori Nayim, the Baal Shem Tov already, in Rabbi Nachman, in Sfas Emes, you definitely have discussions about the way that a person relates to the physical world. This is going to have implications, as an example, in terms of the way that a person relates to food. If you're more of an Ibn Ezra type Jew, or the Mahalach that he suggests here in the context of the Kior, so food is going to be something which I'm going to try to minimize as much as possible. I'm going to try to eat food because it's important to be healthy. I'm going to try to eat food so that I'm able to worship Hashem better. But it's something which I'm going to try to minimize, and it's not going to at all be the focal point, or something which I, put too much emphasis in. In Torah Chassidus, is a very famous line they attribute to Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. That Rabbi Nachman said that some people are very holy, that they eat in order to be able to learn, but the really holy people learn in order to know how to eat. That there is some a mahalach out there in which it's not just the physical world is there as a hechitimtza, as a hechsher, as a means or as a way for us to be able to derive benefit from the physical world so that we can now worship Hashem, and we have the strength to learn Torah and to daven. But adarabah, a lot of the Torah that we learn is to teach us how to use the physical, how to uplift it. That's certainly a mahalach that Rav Hirsch embraces. In a couple of different places, if you want to start one point of Chazara from Yom Kippur, Rav Hirsch points out also a very beautiful idea, the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, so after he changes his last act of clothing, the Kohen Gadol does one more Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, we pointed out, before he dresses again after Yom Kippur. Whenever the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Gemara tells us, changes clothing, he always does an act of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim using the Kior. He always does an act of washing his, I think it's the Kior, of washing his feet and his legs. And Rav Hirsch points out that according to the Gemara, he's also going to wash himself one more time before he puts on his big day chol, before the Kohen Gadol on Motzi Yom Kippur is going to put on his regular weekday clothing. Rav Hirsch explains, because that's also in Avoda, that there is, when you speak about Yom Kippur, the purest day in the year where we're not physical at all, so Rav Hirsch understands that transition, what makes Yom Kippur so special is not only Yom Kippur itself as a day of no food, that's for one mahalach, more of an Ebenezer mahalach, but for Rav Hirsch, who values so much sanctifying the physical, it's going to be that transition point from the spiritual day into the physical, which is also going to be something that is incredibly, which is very, very important. And that is a skill that a person really needs to be able to have if he wants to be able to be as successful in Torah and mitzvos as he possibly can. What we spoke about tonight was the kior. The kior is a vessel used in the Beis HaMikdash where Kohanim would be able to wash their hands and feet so they'd be able to now be allowed to perform avoda. Where does the material come from? For the Eben Ezra, it comes from people that were not at all involved in the physical world. These are people that had given it up, and it represents a model of one mahalach in Yadus, of a mahalach where we're not so engaged in the physical whatsoever. And if we are, it's because it's necessary, but nothing more than that. Rav Hirsch embraces a very different approach. Again, the Rav in certain contexts also embraces an approach like this, where Yadus is one that very much embraces the guf and embraces the physical world. It's an idea found in Torah Chassidus also, which is why, says Rav Hirsch, we're going to take some of those physical things and that with the mirrors that were used for seduction, and we're going to place those dafka in the Makom HaMikdash, again, is a very, very powerful statement. But these two directions, these two mahalchim, are really going to impact in many, many ways how a person relates to this world. Both of them are somewhat tricky. The mahalach of not engaging in the physical world becomes complicated because then the world itself really presents itself as one large nisayon. And in many ways, my primary goal is to be able to avoid and minimize. And that's very, very hard. It's a very certain, it's very intense, and it becomes very, very challenging. The other mahalach of the Torah Chassidus is also very, very hard of embracing too much the physical world because that comes with risks also. That once you start holding up as a milah, sanctifying the physical, but engaging in the physical. So once you're engaging in the physical, there also becomes a risk in that. Often in life, there is not a path that's necessarily safer, or a path which is always clear is necessarily better. But there are different paths out there, and it's important that a person in their own avodas Hashem, looking at the kior, there are different ways of looking at it and different ways of deriving a lot of some important messages from it, and we should be zochet to find the path that works best for us and the path that is most important for us and our own ability to be as successful as possible. Shkayach.